It is KMRS, 1230 AM, 107.7 FM. It's time now for our community connection. I've got Rebecca Young here. What are we talking about today?
Well, yesterday we had the regular board meeting. It was the second meeting of the month, so just some of the things that were on the agenda yesterday. We had, you know, I kind of made the mention joke that it was kind of boring, but it was a lot of business stuff. So, you know, we approved bills right away. There was a gambling permit that the board approved for the Donnelly Rod and Gun Club. You know, donations for some of the human services funds that the board had to accept. So just kind of some basic, just normal business stuff. We did a couple of things at the end of the meeting and this is for folks that get calcium chloride applications done. We did approve a dust control contract for 2025. And so those that got calcium chloride applied to any gravel roads last year out in front of their places, we'll see that information coming out soon. It'll also be in the paper. But they approved a contract for this summer for that application. So that's fast approaching, even though we've had a couple of bouts of snow and everything else, and may have a few more yet to come. Bill Kleindel, our Planning and Zoning Administrator and Environmental Services, is also our feedlot officer. He gave a 2024 report to the board, and they had to accept that and approve that. Essentially, what that means is it talks about some of the compliance efforts he's done this year. So that's a program that we run on behalf of the state. Anybody who's outside of shoreland that has 50 animal minimum units or more is subject to an inspection. He has to do 10% of them every year. So he did talk about that to the board a little bit, some of the compliance efforts that he does through the year, and they ended up approving that. A couple other things at the end of the meeting that I had talked about with the board. One of them is this cannabis ordinance that's still out there or is going into effect this year.
Yeah, so let me ask you about that, because I think that's pretty far out. So is the new liquor store where they're going to build it on highway, 28?
Yep.
Somebody was telling me that they would also be a distributor or a
dispensary
as well.
I don't know. We'd have to talk to the city about that. I haven't heard that. I do know that they delegated registration authority to us for cannabis. So there's certain products that can be co-located with a liquor store, and there's certain products that cannot. If they were going to have certain products, there would be more like the low-potency hemp edibles and those types of products that are in beverages, which is a separate licensing type from the state. So in Minnesota, they made it kind of a little bit complex. There's 13 license types for sale of cannabis and cannabis related products. That licensing has to be done at the state level. And once the license is in place, then the individual who holds that license has to come to the registration authority, which in this case, everybody but about four jurisdictions in Stevens County has delegated registration authority to the county, meaning that the bulk of those 13 license types has to come to the county and say, this is where I want to locate my business. Is it compliant with planning and zoning? Then the county would turn around and tell the state, yes, it is. And then they would fully issue the license. Once they're situated there, the county would do compliance checks in terms of planning and zoning compliance checks with our ordinance, as well as age and verification compliance checks. So it's a complicated process.
Yeah, there's a lot of red tape.
There is. And I feel like outside of planning and zoning and the number in the county, the state really takes the bulk of the licensing. And especially having the 13 different licensing types, it's pretty complex. Currently, our zoning ordinance regulates most of the license types. The board has been silent on low-potency hemp edibles, and you'll see those for sale in some of the retailers in the county right now if they have a license with the state. The low-potency hemp edibles was actually legalized quite some time ago under a federal bill, and then the state made it okay, but they did bring it under OCM when cannabis became legal, and the reason really to do that is to capture the tax on that. So
well, I mean, honestly, you know, I'm an old man now, but you know, I did, I'll be honest with everybody listening out there. I used to smoke a lot of pot when I was in high school, and you know, 20 years ago. But you don't know with fentanyl and everything else, you don't know what you're getting on the street.
Right.
So, you know, I'm a proponent for legalizing, you know, if people want to do what they do, you know,
so
at least, you know, with it state sanctioned,